You may be seated. Again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, and I hope that you enjoy your new year and that it be prosperous and safe and full of blessings. Amen. I won't hold you too long. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, starting at verse 17. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 17. And the Bible says, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us." Again, I want to read, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." This is the word of God for the people of God. When I was a child, my grandmother picked me up from school nearly every afternoon until one of my parents got off from work. And while I was at my grandmother's house, we would watch a very interesting TV show, WWF. If you don't know what that is, that's wrestling. She absolutely loved to watch wrestling, and every single afternoon she would turn the channel and we would watch guys like Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, the Road Warrior Hawk, and the Iron Sheik go head to head with each other in this ring. You see, wrestling is grappling with, or when someone is trying to combat, some type of an imposing force. And although we sat and enjoyed watching two men wrestle and go back and forth with each other, as I got older and started to experience more of life, what I came to realize is that life is often like a wrestling match, where we are oftentimes faced with certain situations that cause an internal struggle, or this internal grappling between our spiritual side and our flesh. Situations that challenge us spiritually, because we must decide between responding in a way that we want to respond or responding in a Christ-like way. And if you are anything like me, the way that you want to respond is not always reflective of the work and teachings of Jesus Christ. Therefore, when faced with adversity, we must ask ourselves a question: do I choose the way of God, or do I allow my old self that was supposedly passed away and dead? Do I allow my old self or my flesh to determine my actions? At times when we are faced with these decisions, it can feel like an internal wrestling match. So I want to briefly speak from the subject, are you wrestling? Are you wrestling? 2 Corinthians is a letter to the church at Corinth written by the Apostle Paul. And this letter was written not only in response to the inner conflict and challenges that the people experienced, but it was also written in response to the criticism Paul received while he was out preaching and teaching the good news. And Paul uses this letter to address the concerns and to also send a message to the people a message of forgiveness and a message to focus on ministry and to redirect the church to their main responsibility, which applies to all of our lives, which is living in Christ. So when we get to this particular passage, Paul begins to explain to the church what it means to be a follower of Christ. Paul says, "For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. And he died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised for them." So in essence, what Paul is trying to say that the life that we live is really not our own. And we do not live for ourselves. We do not live for our husbands, our wives, our parents, or our children. We live solely for Jesus Christ because Jesus died while we were yet sinners in order for us to be reconciled back to God. Christ died so that we may be freed from the bondage of sin and have eternal life in heaven. And at the moment we accept Christ as our Savior and fully dedicate our lives to living solely in Christ, the Bible says that the old things pass away and all things become new. Now, what exactly does that really mean? That means that we become spiritually changed and our old habits, our old behaviors, our old tendencies and our old thoughts that were not of God are no longer living within us. That means that the selfishness that we once had is gone. The hatred that may have once filled our hearts is gone. The anger or the stubbornness or the revengeful mindset or the negative attitude that we... Well, maybe not y'all. I know I have, though. All of that. Any part of us that was not in line with the word and will of God was now dead, and we are made new creatures in Christ. But even though we are new creatures in Christ, even though we are made new, then why does it feel like our old selves are still alive and working? Sometimes different situations in life can cause both our old selves and our new godly spirit to rise up against each other in what feels like an internal wrestling match. And this struggle occurs between the two because at the moment it is time for us to make a decision, we struggle with deciding between what the godly thing to do is versus the ungodly. Some of us in here today may be experiencing a spiritual wrestling match, and you are ready for it to be over. That is why you're anxiously waiting for midnight to hit, because you are hoping that the struggle stops and that the new year will bring about peace and change. You see, some of us may just be tired of wrestling. When we wrestle, when someone criticizes us, the wrestling match starts because our old selves want to respond with a negative comment. But our spirit is telling us to forgive and move on. When someone does us wrong, when we feel like we have been lied on, or when our integrity has been questioned, or when someone has said hurtful things about us, the wrestling match starts. Because our old selves want to seek revenge and retaliation, while our spirit is telling us to not get caught up in the mess and the nonsense and to keep our minds on Jesus. When things don't seem to be going our way, when it seems like we have lost a job, a house, a family member, or a friend, and it seems like nothing is going right in our lives, it seems like we have lost almost everything. Wrestling begins because our old self is telling us to give up. Our old self is telling us to throw in the towel and to not trust in God anymore. But our new self is telling us to keep the faith and to trust in God with our whole heart, mind, and spirit. Even though Paul says that we are new creatures in Christ, why do our old selves start to resurface and start to wrestle with our new spirits? Do I respond with anger or do I choose love? Do I respond with hatred or do I choose forgiveness? Do I respond with my old selfish ways or do I respond with compromise and sacrifice? Do I do what God has called me to do or do I do what I want to do? Do I listen to God or do I just ignore him? An internal wrestling match. So what do we do when both sides are wrestling? How can we remain new when our old selves start to rise up and try to take control? The first thing we have to do is pray. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Not only does the Bible tell us several times to pray, but I'm telling you from my own personal experience that prayer works. Prayer is an intimate form of communication with God and it is essential to resolving any type of inner conflict. Prayer is important because in all situations, it keeps us centered on God. And by focusing on God, it allows us to invite God back in our hearts, thus making us more susceptible to the power of the Holy Spirit to be at work within us. Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he is the only way we can find peace in the midst of what seems like an internal wrestling match. Some time ago, I found out that someone I knew had some horrible things to say about me, and she had gone to the point of trying to tarnish my character. And I had gotten so mad and angry. And my mom was over to my house, and she told me, Cynthia, in her voice, Cynthia, you need to forgive. And I looked at her and said, Mom, I don't want to forgive. And my mom kept telling me, Cynthia, this is not of God. You need to forgive. And I was being stubborn. My old self was starting to take control. And while I knew forgiveness was the right thing to do, I just didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to do it. The situation had caused my old stubborn tendencies to take over my life. And when my mother saw that I was not acting like this child of God, she grabbed my hands and said, Cynthia, pray out loud. And I was like, what? You see, I was wrestling with myself because my stubbornness had kicked in. But I also knew that praying was the right thing to do because it was going to allow the Holy Spirit to enter in and do work within me. But I kept wrestling. I don't want to pray, but I need to pray. I don't want to pray, but I need to pray. I don't want to forgive, but I need to forgive. Have any of you ever felt like that? I know what I need to do, but I don't want to do it. I was full of pride. I was stubborn, and I just wanted to be angry. Have you felt like you just want, I don't want to be happy, I want to stay angry. I kept wrestling with myself, but in the midst of my spiritual battle, my mom grabbed my hands and said, Cynthia, pray out loud. And I began to pray. And when I started to pray, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I completely submitted to God and asked God to calm my spirit, remove my frustrations, and to give me strength. And at that very moment, prayer changed my life and I forgave her. In the midst of a spiritual tug of war, when your old self is trying to rise up and take control of your life and to get you to do ungodly things and to respond in an ungodly way, when the devil is working in your life to try to use you for ways of the world, that is the time to pray. Prayer is important because it allows God to be at work. But the second part of that is that we also have to relinquish our control to God. Are any of you controlling? You don't have to raise your hand. Is giving up control hard to do? There's no point in praying to God for strength and direction and for peace and understanding and with help with the situation if we are still trying to control the situation ourselves. God, please deliver me, but let me go ahead and do this. God, please help me. Okay, but while you're doing that, I'm going to go over here and do this. God, can you believe what she did? Can you believe what has been done to me? Okay, well, while I wait on you, I'm going to go over here and do this. We try to take control of the situation. We try to control situations by just doing what we want to do. We make the mistake by feeling like we know what is best. We feel like we have the answers. We feel like we know what to do, but when we are in a spiritual wrestling match, we are anxious. We are frustrated. We are tired. We sometimes act irrationally, and our emotions are all over the place, and therefore we are spiritually unstable, which is why we need to allow God to handle the situation and work through us. Pray without worrying, but most importantly, let go and let God have control. We must move ourselves out of the way and allow God to be the awesome God that He is. We must move ourselves out of the way and allow God to be the powerful God that He is. We must move ourselves out of the way and allow God to be the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Wonderful Counselor that He is. Don't allow your old self to rise up during times of adversity when it seems like you have been wronged in every way possible. Don't allow your old self to rise up and try to take control of your life. But instead, pray about the situation, let go and let God, and most importantly, speak positivity over your life in the midst of that situation. What does it mean to speak over your life? It means when people try to come after you, you speak over your life and you say, I am more than a conqueror. When people try to bring you down, you speak over your life and you tell yourself that you are a child of God and that you are never alone because God will never leave you nor forsake you. When people try to sabotage the work that you have done, when people try to get in the way of your purpose and the destination that God has for your life, you speak over your life and you tell yourself that the devil is a liar. Speak over your life. Tell yourself that God has your back. Tell yourself that God is in control. Tell yourself that God loved you unconditionally, which is why He sent His only begotten Son, so that one day we may see Him again in heaven. Speak peace over your life. Speak prosperity over your life in the midst of adversity. Speak happiness and joy over your life. And if you keep speaking it long enough, if you keep praying, if you keep allowing God to have control, if you keep speaking things over your life, you will have peace. You will have clarity. You will have direction. And you will have that divine understanding that God has given you. So as we get ready to go into this new year, if you've ever experienced this wrestling match, if you are in the midst of one right now, don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't stop having faith in God. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop telling God thank you. Don't stop believing in God. Stay the course and don't give up. It's important that we stay the course. It's important that we don't give up. Because as believers in Christ, as disciples, there are people who need to hear your testimony. There are people who need to hear how you made it through. There are people who need to hear the hope and peace and the joy that is in Jesus Christ. That is how we go out and make more disciples. Because we're telling people about our story. We're telling people about our struggles. Pray, let God, and speak over your life. Let the church say amen. Amen. At this time, right, again, folks, I wish you all a prosperous, happy new year, and just please be safe. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within each of us now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.